The book and the reader. The book stated emphatically, but the reader, she wasn't yet convinced. The book said this is the world as it should be, but she said this is the world that can't be. In another few pages, the book told her that the main character was someone she knew the main character wasn't, and she told the book that it ought to know better. Somewhere in between coffee and tea, she sat down and glanced at a verb, but the verb said emphatically ain't, though she knew that could not be. Never in her life had she seen such an atrocity. It was as if the hands of fate were trying to make the character's words a mockery. But she wrote it off to the character's upbringing. In the deepest recesses, all these notes seemed to build until she found she must write what foul, independent notions filled her head. So she wrote herself silly a little each day in a journal dictated to the book she read before that day, and little by little the words he took form until she was surrounded by the characters. Finally, she said, looking at the protagonist, I want to ask you, why?